Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this sure is AMA, but first, your chance to win $1,000. It's back. We give you a code word and you text it and you got a chance to win a grand. How cool is that? It's going to happen every day on our show at noon. Every day on our show at 1 for a bunch of weeks moving forward. So let's give you a chance right now. You've got a chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word BAND to 72881, B-A-N-D. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. That's BAND to 72881. You've got another chance to win tomorrow at this very time, noon tomorrow, and also in an hour on our show. Every day also on WIP, every weekday, 8 a.m., noon, 1 3 and 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL with more with a win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BetQL. BetQL. All right, let's get to it. AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time. And AMA is brought to us by Dell Technology. James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know
all
today?
All right, let's start out on the text line. This is, I think, an important question for our show and also relates to a topic we've been talking about today. From the text line, Joe, given last week's cheating beat the hammer controversy, how do you propose we curb cheating and beat the hammer? And is it as big an issue as the cheating in baseball?
Well, it's not as big an issue as the baseball issue.
Not yet.
To be clear, we don't actually know that last week was a cheating controversy.
So I went back and listened.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I get it. I get where people are coming from.
Really?
Like, I don't know for sure. There's no way to know for sure, but it did sound a little fishy to me.
Okay, interesting. So, I don't think there's anything we do to change things right now. I mean, the only thing of note that I would say is, if you remember, that was a caller who had previously beat me and beat the hammer. If anything, it calls into question whether his prior win should count. I mean, if you think about it, with all the controversies we've had, and we've had five or six big ones through the years, Devin Booker, Kevin Booker... Right, we had the time Spike Eskin was the judge and gave the guy the win when he said the Eagles practice facility. I mean, we could probably take off five or six of my losses and all this. I mean,
stop.
No, that's the one thing I think last week calls to mind.
Stop.
But I don't think we changed the rules in any way. That's my
all
answer
right.
to that.
Good question from Brendan Shouldis on Twitter. He asks, if any of the four major sports teams were to move to a different city and not replaced by a new one, would you still root for them? It's a great hypothetical.
Yeah,
question.
I don't know. My first thought on that, John, is I don't know my answer to that. That's a hard one. What's your gut feeling on that, John?
I think I will always be a Joel Embiid fan, for example. Like, if the Sixers were to leave, there's no way I could stop being a fan of the guy that I mean, he's the total package.
Yeah, what if it was the tanking?
He's a fascinating
what if it
person.
Was the tanking
he's an incredible.
Sixers? And what if it's after Joel Embiid retires and
right.
it's, you know, five schmoes?
Sure. No, I guess, in line with what you're saying, it depends on how in love with those players I am. I am in love with Joel.
Yeah.
I will always be a fan, even if he's playing elsewhere.
Right. I mean, I will say this. I don't know anybody who's a Philadelphian that says, well, I'm an Oakland A's fan because of the A's.
Well,
now,
to be fair, my grandfather did. My grandfather used to – he didn't care about the Oakland A's, but he was a Philadelphia A's fan, not
no,
a Phillies
I
fan.
I understand
you
that.
You know what I mean?
I do, and there are still people around here, very few, that still identify with the A's being their favorite baseball team ever. I respect that. That's fine. But that's different than traveling with your team.
Right, and also it's different from this question because we got a new baseball team, where in this case we would not get one as the idea.
And we didn't get a new baseball team. We had the
Right,
Phillies.
We already had – you know, yeah. there was another team.
I get
You know
it.
What I mean?
I gotcha.
Bad
my simple answer is I really don't know what I would do. Had the Eagles – look, the closest it came in our lifetime, obviously, was in the mid-'80s when the Eagles really, 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 really entertained the possibility of moving to Arizona before the St. Louis Cardinals became the Phoenix Cardinals. What would I have done? I don't know is my honest answer.
I would expand my roster of teams that I follow.
That's I think I would stick with the team, personally. I just think it'd be hard to not. I don't know. It's a great point, though. It's a great hypothetical, I mean.
I mean, we'd also be so angry at them.
Well, that's the flip side of it.
You can't discount that.
I agree.
They would be owned by whichever owner chose to take him out of Philly. That's hard to get with. All right, what's the next question?
All right, good question from Matthew Christie on Facebook. What is your favorite sport to watch other than the Big Four? We don't really talk too much about the other sports.
Well, I'm going to thread the needle with just when it's special, which is not that often, a big boxing match.
It's a good answer.
I think
but
MMA,
it just doesn't happen much.
MMA is a lot more entertaining to me than boxing is.
I hate MMA. I actually cringe watching it. It's too much for me.
Adore
I'm with
it.
You, Joe. It's not like I can watch it, but I definitely don't like it as much as I like boxing.
Yeah, it's too
gruesome.
I think
it's amazing. Well, it's gruesome. You got a ref right there to stop it. I mean, it does get a little bloody sometimes, but I am in awe of everything those guys put in. And it's scary how dangerous those athletes are.
They're incredible. They're incredible. The irony is my other answer would probably be Goff, which is like the total opposite of boxing. But, I mean, Goff on a Sunday,
so
man.
Give it the credit it deserves and call it golf.
Nah, Goff.
Yeah, well said. All right. Brendan Driscoll, outside of the two of you, who are the best people that you work with?
See, if I answer
Spike.
This. Nah, it's not Spike. No, and I mean that. And I mean that is no disrespect to Spike. I mean,
Spike
listen,
is incredible at his at what he does.
No, I don't disagree with
I
that.
I mean,
but
like the masterful.
The question isn't who's masterful what they do. The question is best person. Look, I cringe to answer
Spike's
it.
Spike's a great person.
Yeah.
Also,
if I give an answer, then I kind of dog others. But I'm going to do that. Everybody's great. I'm going to go with number one nice at WIP, Ava Graham.
Oh, that's a really good answer.
Number one.
I
although
love
at
12, Ava.
12:45, I'm going to tell Ray Dininger he's number one. Hopefully Ray's not listening.
I think Ava's awesome. I think Ben Hill
is the
man.
He's the best.
Ben Hill.
Big Ben Hill fan over here.
Ben's our engineer, for those who don't know, and he also was the star of the morning show this morning. That was great.
Oh, was he?
Ben was on
Doc
the morning.
Rivers. I call him Doc now. I don't call him Ben Hill anymore. I'm just like, yo, what up, Doc?
Doc Rivers' impression was him versus Conklin, and they made the decision that Ben was the better Doc Rivers impression.
By the way, just so you know, I did give Joe Conklin crap afterwards, not only for having the worst Doc impression, but for still not having a Joe DeCamera impression.
Oh, I tell you.
I hope you're listening, Joe Conklin. It's an embarrassment. I mean, this is what you do. Just saying. All right.
One more.
Yeah, one more. Good question here from Mike Kenny on Facebook. A simple question that I think a lot of people ask themselves when they listen to the show quite a bit. His question is, how did Joe make it this far in life?
Come on now. I mean, that's really a question? You want
an
answer?
Mike Kenny. He does, yeah.
With street smarts, savvy, and charm. Not to mention the boyish good looks. And with that, we shut it down. Now, is that why I'm a potential winning answer for Who's Cocky?
Maybe.
Is that how it works?
I was such a crock.
Dude, I didn't even mention John Holmes. And I could have.
Oh, stop.
And I could have.
Why do you always
keep... Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing great, Tom.
Good, buddy.
All right, so I'd like to get into the Sixers with you, Joe, but first off, fascinating point. We are all being spied on through our devices. So I would direct you guys to watch The Social Dilemma. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I've seen it. I know, it's rough.
That was put together by the people who actually created the technology that's fueling the whole social media phenomenon. So for the first time in history, we, the consumers, and our information, we're the product. So what you have is you have multi-million-dollar corporations with entire departments, and their sole goal is to collect as much information on us, the consumers, as possible so they could target us with ads and the barrage of other things that follow with it. And these people who created the technology are beside themselves with what's being done with it.
Makes me sick, man. I really don't like it, Tom. I mean, I just, I saw the show. I found it cringeworthy to watch because it's scary.
Yeah, it is. And at Snowden, they got into Snowden when he did the whole, you know, hacking with the government and what they were looking at.
Yep, it's
just insane.
Yep.
But you're spot on with that. Now, when it comes to the Sixers, Joe, I've been just as frustrated with Ben and with Doc probably as anybody in this city. But how can you come on today with that?
Because Ben scored 4 points last night.
I understand
that. And he shot the ball 3 times.
That's one way of looking at it. I look at it the way that Doc and Ben did what they needed to do to win that game.
To win that game they did. But you know,
that's all you can ask of them.
Well, you can't ask them to beat the Nets while they're beating the Hawks at the same time.
You're not wrong. But, Tom, I can say, as a Sixers fan, I see signs of why they won't beat the Nets.
Well, absolutely. I've been saying that all along, but it still doesn't give you the right to come on and bash Ben after the way he shut down Trae Young.
Tom,
I mean, we were all crying for him and you know, switching up with Matisse, and that's what Doc did.
But okay, I get it. They won last night, and I'm happy about that. But would you agree with me that it's a true statement to say the 76ers are struggling with the Atlanta Hawks?
I would say they struggled with the Hawks, and I think last night was a turning point, and I think they rip off 3 wins, okay, and they're done with the Hawks.
Look, that's what they did to the Nets, whatever year it was, 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2 years ago. They lost game one. Jimmy had like 37. They lost game one. They came back one game two, ripped off 3 in a row. Cool. All good. Like, I don't expect that this series.
I agree with Tom. Like, I do think they've figured out the formula now,
right,
to win these games, and I am not worried. Where I once was worried, where I once felt like this is going to be a 7-game series, the Hawks really are that good, I think we're significantly better.
I don't.
The Hawks came out and punched us in the face in game one.
Right.
All right? How did we respond? Well, we responded with a 16-point win, lockdown defense. They did what they had to do. Now, when they get punched in the face by the Nets, are they going to be able to counter that? I tend to think not. But, again, you can't come on and rail Ben Simmons for last night when he did pretty much what was asked of him.
All right,
shut down Trae Young.
Tom, give me who's cocky.
Well, I would go with a guy who was so cocky he walked away from $1.3 million an episode. Winner, winner, chicken dinner? I don't think so. Winner, winner, Sheen dinner. Charlie Sheen.
Yep. Charlie Sheen. Yeah, he was cocky. I guess he is cocky.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I'll buy that.
Winner.
Yeah. No, that's, you're right. I'll buy that. 215-592-9494. If you're just tuning in, if you're wondering why Tom's rebuking me for what I said on the Sixers, look, here's in a nutshell what I said. I'm happy the Sixers won, obviously, of course, and I'm thrilled that Embiid looked as good as he did. I mean, that's the biggest thing last night as far as hope, because it wasn't just about that he scored 40 points. It's that he looked physically right, which I did not think he looked in game one, even though he scored 39 points in game one. To me, he looked much more athletically right and normal and not wincing. Maybe there's some internal pain, but he didn't show any signs of it. So that's huge. But I think the headline that hits me on last night's game, big picture, I'm talking about, hey, they're going to have to face the Nets in 2 weeks if they get there, is that the Sixers are struggling with the fifth-seeded Atlanta Hawks. They just are. Now, it doesn't mean, to Tom's point, that will have to continue. It's possible the Sixers outclass them as time goes on here in this series. But through 2 games, I am really concerned about the fact that Atlanta, who's not great, they're just not great. They're totally giving the Sixers problems. And it tells me, and Ben Simmons last night is the biggest aspect of this, that the Sixers are not ready to win an NBA championship. Because Ben Simmons shot the ball 3 times last night. He made 4 points. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 4 points from Ben. Now, his defense was awesome. It was awesome. I'm not like shirking that. I got it. It's tremendous. But I believe in order to win the next round versus Brooklyn, they're going to need more from him. And he just doesn't appear capable or willing to give it. So that the big headline to me is, I think people are getting too carried away with a victory when you consider, guys, let's not pom-pom it up when they beat the Hawks. They're supposed to beat the Hawks. By the way, they're supposed to be up 2-0 and they're not. They're up 1-0. They're tied 1-1. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
We said this was going to go six or seven games. We knew the Hawks were better. Well, a lot of us, maybe not you, gave the Hawks a lot of respect, you know, because they have been playing well this second half of the season. Yesterday was a revelation to me because I saw Joel look right. He is right. I am no longer worried that he's going to be subbed in and out of games, that he might miss a game. The knee is totally manageable. They're doing a great job with it. He is playing better than we've ever seen. He's unbelievable. His health gives us a chance. We thought our championship chances were blown. They are not blown. This team can still get where they want to get, and I believe that. And in line with what Tom was saying, I don't expect this to be a long series any longer. I think we proved that we can outclass them when we just, you know, have the proper strategy in place. We're the better team.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. One other quick Joel point I just want to make. You got to be careful. It was only one tee last night. It wasn't two. It was only a shove. It wasn't more than a shove. But I am telling you guys, I've seen enough NBA playoff series to know the better team can lose a series if a player, whether it's the best player or even just one of the three or four best players, loses his cool in a moment and gets provoked to do something. He's got to be careful.
He was careful.
He was
obviously careful.
After the shove.
He got shoved.
Yeah, and then he can't retaliate.
And then he saw red.
He's got to be smarter.
But then he isolated
himself.
I understand that.
It was smart.
But, John, what happens if after he shoves that dude, what if the next guy comes over and pushes him and now Joel swings?
He removed himself.
I understand that.
He handled it right.
I'm just telling
you. Minus the wrong that he did to begin with.
Right.
Like, he shouldn't have retaliated. He got hit. He should have pointed the ref and said, look, he just hit me.
I agree, James.
Guys,
I'm not saying that's easy. I'm just telling you, I remember those Knicks series versus Miami. I remember the fiasco with the Phoenix Suns 15 years ago with Amari and all those guys. I'm just telling you, I have long thought that a team should do more to provoke Joel Embiid, because I think there's a trigger in there that he'll respond. They don't often provoke him. I'm just saying, be careful.
He's smart. He's under control enough that he won't let teams take advantage
of it. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. And by the way, Atlanta made a mistake not kind of taking a run at him in the second half, because they should have with him only having one tee. They could have tried to get a second tee on him, and that's a mistake by Nate McMillan last night. Joe in Mayfair, what's up, Joe?
Well, I think nobody's been a bigger basher than Ben than me this season. And last night's game, no way you can criticize his game at all, because Doc took the ball away from him once they got across half court the entire game. He was not part of the offense last night, Joe. Seth Curry, Milton, George Hill, Tobias Harris, and Embiid all were touching the basketball in the half court set. Ben was nowhere to be found. And that was Doc telling him, you got the night off on the offensive side. I want you focusing on Trae Young. Not Ben's fault that he was not a part of the offense last night. He didn't have a ball at the top of the key where he can create or go down low. It wasn't him. He didn't have the ball. And that's Doc's call. And I think Doc did a great job last night to prevent Ben from getting in his head that he can't hit foul shots, that he's not doing enough. I think that's where Ben's problem is that confidence part coming off of game one. He couldn't hit a foul shot. Well, you take that away from him and let Ben be Ben on the defensive side of the ball. He was Dennis Rodman last night defensively. And, yes, can they beat the Nets that way? Probably not. But there's no one like Trae Young who's going to run all over the court on the Nets. So it's a different series. It's a whole different ball game. First half of the first game, Doc Rivers and that team was flat. They're not going to have a problem with the Hawks. The reason they're 1-1 is because our team didn't show up for the first half of game one. Mm-hmm. So you can't say we're having a problem with the Hawks because of the Hawks. We're having a problem with the Hawks because of ourselves. And I think that was corrected.
I agree.
Unlike other teams in past years, Joe, they corrected it before it was too late. And that's a good thing. We lost the first game. You win game three, it's a whole different series. To me, that's the whole key of the series. You win game three, the pressure's on the Hawks. And the Hawks they're too young to come back from that.
Well, there's some pressure on the Hawks, but I mean, dude, there's
it will be.
Listen, there's pressure on the Sixers in game three. I mean, they're saying if they win game three.
That's what I just said. Joe, that's what I just said. If the Sixers win game three, the pressure's then on the Hawks.
I got you. I'm sorry.
With the baseball scandal, Cole could not say anything because the follow-up questions would have been, where'd you get it from? Do you know anybody else doing it? I don't think he wants to take the entire axe in the fall for everybody in Major League Baseball, and he shouldn't. What he should have just came out and said, I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm guilty. Move on. He didn't do that. Wasn't told to do that. But you're completely right, Joe. This thing's going to blow up.
Oh, it's
completely going to blow up.
It's going to be huge.
And I think that's going to be one of the axes in baseball as we know it. You go back to that steroid era. You look at Greg Maddux's stats from 26 to 32 years old in the heat of a steroid era. His highest ERA was 2.72.
Oh, he was awesome.
And the numbers that he put up in his steroid era were phenomenal.
Well, same thing with Pedro. I mean, Pedro's long talk that he didn't use anything.
No, your top 10 pitch, like I told you back then, Joe, the top 20 pitchers back then are the top 20 pitchers today, except for a couple. The game has completely changed, and you don't have enough star power in today's game for the way they play the game now to survive.
Look, there's so much that goes through my mind with this latest scandal. One of which is, what do you think Bonds and Clemens are thinking? And what do you think Tom Brady's thinking? I mean, Tom Brady got taken to the woodshed by the NFL. He got suspended for four games. And
they took,
you know, my God, if I'm Tom Brady, I might not comment publicly because I might not want to step into it. But I got to tell you, if I'm Brady, I'm like, wait a minute, deflation of footballs, and I get a four-game suspension, and all of Major League Baseball is cheating, and it's like, no big deal.
I don't think it's not that. What I'd be thinking if I were them is, I'm the one who took the axe for everybody else who cheated. I kept my mouth shut for the 100 to 200 people that were also cheating and didn't throw them under a bus.
Yeah, but Gerrit Cole, maybe Gerrit Cole's viewed as a hero by the players, but I'll say this. I think the players much would have rather had Gerrit Cole say, no, I haven't used it. I mean, Gerrit Cole stepped on a landmine that just blew up on Major League Baseball's players yesterday. He just did. It blew up on him.
Who knows if Aaron Nola used to use it because his stuff's not moving like it used to anymore either.
Anybody could have. Joe, give me who's cocky. What do you got?
Well, I'm not going to just go with somebody who's been cocky for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. You don't make the most money in radio history, and you don't claim yourself to be the king of all media. Nobody cockier in 40 years in entertainment than Howard Stern.
All right, Howard Stern. You know, that's an interesting one because king of all media for sure, but he also is extremely self-deprecating. So it kind of slices both ways there. I don't know. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Diddy. Ray Dittinger, as he is every Wednesday with us at 12:45. Ray will be with us as well. Also, Shake Milton. We honor Shake for saving the season. Shake Milton. We'll get to that next. Show to camera, John Ritchie. I don't know why. I really don't. On 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.